Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to spend time today as we share the good things of the Lord. The Word of God teaches us that we can always triumph in Christ. The Apostle Paul put it like this in 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse 14. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. The Word says, always. And beloved, if we always triumph, if that's God's plan and design for us, that means we'll never fail. We never accept defeat as final. And that's the crux of the matter. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, no matter what the devil tries to tell you. Romans 8 and 37 is clear. You are more than a conqueror. And beloved, it's not in our own strength or abilities, but God is the reason that we triumph. As we stand on the Word, God will move in our behalf. He will strengthen us when everything else says there is no strength, there is no help. He will uphold us when circumstances in the natural might say, why don't you just give up? He is our strength. He is our refuge. He will uphold you when it looks all bleak and dark around you. The living Word will put you over, beloved. And I've been praying for my radio audience. And as I was praying, I was thinking of that passage in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 57, which declares, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, brother and sister, victory is available to you. The devil might try to push you down and make you feel that it's an impossible thing, that there's no, shall you see any good? But David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise God. We can have victory in every area of our lives. That's God's desire. It is His desire for us to have victory over all power of the adversary. In the time of trouble, we're told in Nahum, the first chapter, verse 7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And beloved, right now, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to just minister to you. Let His love just fill you to overflowing. The perfect love of God casts out all fear. That's what 1 John 4 and 18 says. God's precious love protects you at all times. And when Jesus came into this world, when the Father sent Him, it was to show humanity, to show mankind what God is like. Jesus said, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. And what was that like? That God is all good, that He is love, that He's a forgiver of our sin, that He's a healer. He's a deliverer, that He has power. And He not only gave us His Word, but to demonstrate that power, He rose from the dead to oversee that His Word is carried out in our behalf. You know, a last will and testament can only be brought into operation when that testator dies. Jesus did die, but He arose again, praise God, to make sure that all the things that He accomplished on that cross of Calvary, when He said, it is finished, He is making sure that it's going to be accomplished. Doesn't the word say, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee, and he who started a good work in you, he is going to be faithful to complete it. Praise God, it doesn't depend on our faithfulness, because, you know, our strength, our heart and our strength might fail, but God is the strength of our heart and our portion forever. Praise God. Let me just pray. I feel the anointing of the Lord to just minister to you in prayer. Precious Father, I ask you in the precious name of Jesus to minister to your beloved. I ask you to send the ministering angel of the Lord to strengthen and to help. I ask you to minister new life and power. Lord, we resist the devil who would bring these attacks, and we command principalities and powers to flee in Jesus' name. I take authority over those wounds and heartaches. I bind those oppressing spirits that would come like a flood against your beloved in the name of Jesus. And in his mighty name, Father, I'm asking that the power of your presence will overflow and lift up your beloved to new heights of understanding and revelation. Lord Jesus, meet every need. Loose the spiritual and physical and financial blessings that your word says can be ours. I humbly bring every need before you, every decision that has to be made, every hope and plan. And I ask you for miracles, Lord. We claim the powerful reality of your promises. Let there be a healing of memories from all the hurts and all the frustrations and disappointments of the past. Let this be a time of new beginnings, the dawning of a new day. I ask you to let your presence and your anointing just flow to your beloved right now, your peace, your love. I ask all this, Lord, in the holy and precious name of Jesus. Thank you, our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I am praying that nothing the enemy attempts against you will be successful against you or this ministry. And I feel God will send his angels to watch over us. When Elisha was confronted with a host of the enemy around the city, and his servant woke up and saw them, he asked, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" And Elisha answered, "Fear not, for they who are with us are more than they who are with them." Then Elisha prayed for his servant's eyes to be opened so he could see who was on their side. And he saw the mountain was full of horses and chariots round about Elisha, the chariots of fire, the chariots of the Lord. That's in 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, verses 15 through 17. And I've asked God for that protective wall of angels round about you and UCM. Nothing has changed, beloved. The God who put a protective wall of angels around the godly woman Hannah at Shiloh, and David in the valley of Elah, and Elijah on Mount Carmel, and Elisha at Dothan, he is the same God, and he will put a protective hedge around you as you walk in faith. He is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Praise his mighty name. Praise God. Malachi 3:10 says that if we will obey the Lord, if we will render to him that which is his, God's blessings, God's success will be poured out to us. He will open up the windows of heaven. And so I just want to encourage you never to give up on God's promises. I want you to envision yourself standing with your every need met. Can you use it? God has given us imagination, and we need to use our sanctified imagination to see our prayers answered in faith. With your mind's eye, claim that. In your mind, I want you to envision the Lord ministering to you as you pray. I want you to see God's Spirit flowing through you as his child. God said to Adam and Eve, "Subdue the earth." That was one of the first instructions he gave in Genesis 1:28. And beloved, God has not changed his plan for man. We have dominion power over the work of the enemy through Jesus Christ. He's given us power over all power of the enemy. That's Luke 10 and 19. And I've felt such a witness of God's power when I was praying for you and asking him to meet your needs. And I just want to share this word I feel the Lord would give right now. My beloved, this is a day of new things, a time of a new anointing, a time of a new relationship in your God, a new refreshing of my spirit in your life. I will defend my people, and I will encourage them to hold fast to my word. I send ministering angels to minister to you, beloved. Lo, my word shall be bold on the lips of my people, and they shall speak words of victory and not defeat. Beloved, glorify me. Though you might feel that you are surrounded by a host of the enemy, praise me for victory, praise me for that abundant outpouring. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I am your God. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. Praise me for new strength and praise me for new hope. Praise me for answers to prayer. In these days, beloved, my people shall know inner strength and greater understanding of my word and have an anointing and a power in their God that they have not known before, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we claim that, a new anointing, a new power, such as we've never experienced all the days of our lives. Grant that, Father, in Jesus' name, for your glory. Amen and amen. Well, my time has so quickly flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do encourage you, if you have prayer needs, won't you just take a moment through email or through a brief note, send it by mail, by email, and know that I personally will receive your letter and I will pray for you and send back whatever the Lord gives, which I know will be a blessing to your heart. From time to time, I don't take much time on the broadcast. I'd rather be in the Word, but I do occasionally share testimonies of how that Word was just the Word in due season, the Word that they needed to hear right at the right time. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's in charge. He writes the letters. Well, I write them, but he gives those letters. So God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.